You're listening to the State of Women Radio Network, the first and only global radio network focused exclusively on women and girls, with your host, Michelle Jaffe.
Welcome to Women Investing in Women and Girls. I'm your host, Michelle Jaffe, and we are joined here by our guest today, Wendy Diamond, whose incredible work focuses on the empowerment of female entrepreneurs and the health and well-being of animals alike. She has some great things to talk about. She's doing, again, some amazing things with her career. So we are so glad to have her on the show today to be able to share that with all of you. So, Wendy, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's an honor to be able to speak with you today. And just to start off the conversation, I'd like to know more about your start in entrepreneurship and specifically some of the experiences that you've noticed that women experience as entrepreneurs as well. So just to start, did you always believe that you wanted to pursue entrepreneurship?
I was kind of forced to being an entrepreneur. No one would give me a job. So basically, I wasn't a great student, and I only really focused on what I really loved. So no one really could pinpoint, what was great for me, and I sent out, so many resumes when I was really young, and no one offered me a job, so I kind of was forced into being an entrepreneur and creating my own career. So at a very young age, I was doing everything possible to do it, from selling pencils at school to selling gum and candy and so forth. So I've been an entrepreneur my whole entire life.
Awesome. And I think you pointed out something really important, and especially now when, you hear about a lot of graduates even, and they get degrees at a university and they come out and there aren't jobs available. And like you said, sometimes it's better to create your own job, right?
Right. I mean, because you're going to be really, really, really passionate about it. And you're going to put all, when you love something and you're really passionate about it, it doesn't matter how many hours or how much you're going to work, because at the end of the day, you love it, right? So
right.
At the beginning of all the products that I've ever worked on, it was never about money and all that kind of stuff. It was really about making, a difference and figuring out how to do something, right? And so mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I think, of course, sometimes you have to have a job that you might not love, that you might, as people start off. But, always do something that you absolutely love to do and make that your part-time when you're not working your regular job. Make that your part-time thing, because you're going to always have something you're really passionate about, which will always make you happy.
Right. So with that being said, what do you find most interesting or most fulfilling about becoming an entrepreneur as opposed to working in a more corporate setting?
Well, of course, being an entrepreneur, in most cases, you are the boss, right? So you are the one responsible for the success of whatever you're doing. And mm-hmm. that means that, you really have to learn how to create your own atmosphere of success, whether that's finding the right people to work with you, whether it's doing the right partnerships, whatever that might be. It's just very, very important to figure out your way of doing so. And at the end, money nor fame should never drive you. It's the purpose. And with finding a purpose, there is a way to create a way to sustain that, then you're going to have an excellent opportunity of being a successful entrepreneur.
Right. I mean, entrepreneurship allows you to be your own boss and to really develop your own interests and to set a product of your own passion. But unfortunately, we hear often that the survival rate of startups is pretty low. And sometimes, female entrepreneurs face different challenges than male entrepreneurs.
100%. I mean, women have it 10 times, 100 times as hard as men. Men support men. Men get in a fight, they go out and have a beer, and they get over it. Women hold grudges on women for the rest of their lives, and men as well. But, so women, the reason I decided to launch Women's Entrepreneurship Day is I realized women need to have each other's backs, not stab each other in the back. They need to support each other. Women tend to not, in the workplace, it isn't, you're not competitive. It's like if people, and especially women, learn to, work with women, support each other, it's going to be a lot better place in this world. I mean, at the end of the day, when you look at the statistics, women need support. And that's why it's just so important that women support women, but also men support women, and that women just realize that we are empowered and we should celebrate each other.
Exactly. I'd like to remind our listeners that you're listening to Women Investing in Women and Girls. We're currently talking with our guest today, Wendy Diamond, about females in the career field of entrepreneurship. Now, Wendy, you just mentioned the importance of statistics when it comes to talking about females in entrepreneurship. So how important is it to know the statistics of this topic and the effect of having more women becoming entrepreneurs?
Well, you know, first of all, like, you know, you kind of said something in your last comment about, you know, the failure rate of startups and so forth. You know what? It's always good to fail a few times because then you know what you're good at, what you're not good at, and how to succeed even is just as important as it is to succeed. Mm-hmm. I mean, failure, you're never a failure. You need to learn from those mistakes and move on, right?
Right.
And at the end, you know, with those statistics, I think what we have to say, you know, what you have to look at in the world, there's 250 million girls living in poverty in this world. There's 4 billion women on the planet. If every single woman supported women, this would be a better society. I mean, think about it. If women get money, what do? They educate their children, they provide for their family, which helps the entire community. If women get a loan, they pay it back at a 90% rate, and men pay it back at a 37% rate. Look at just all the statistics out there, and you see how important it is to invest in women.
Wonderful. Now, we also talked a little bit about how important it is to combine your passion with what you want to do as a business for your career through entrepreneurship. And you were able to do that by kind of combining your passion for pet advocacy and animal wellness with entrepreneurship. So were you always passionate about animals, and what inspired you to
become? Yeah, so I grew up in Ohio. I had horses and rabbits and dogs and cats. You know, so I was like always around animals my whole entire life. And when I moved to New York City, it was kind of, you know, a lonely place. So I went and adopted a cat and a dog, and I learned that 12 million animals were euthanized a year. And when learning about that statistics and seeing the shelter and seeing the adorable animals I was able to adopt, I adopted a purebred Russian blue cat. I adopted a purebred Maltese, which made me realize, my God, if everyone knew you could get these types of animals at shelters, they'd be more apt to adopt, right? Because no one would want to see an animal be euthanized. Mm-hmm. So in 99, I launched a media company to bring celebrities and pop culture to the animal rescue world. Because I knew if everybody knew how easy it was to adopt, how you could get any dog, any size, any breed, any color, any age, you would opt to adopt versus buy. And so in 99, I launched Animal Fair. We got Renee Zellweger and her dog on our first cover. We have Beyonce, Ellen DeGeneres, et cetera. And that number is now down to 4 million. When we started, nobody was talking about adoption or rescue. It was all breeder, dog show oriented.
Right.
So by bringing awareness and bringing, you know, pop culture to the animal rescue world, people are more aware of adoption. And that is now part of the mindset. So when people think of animals now, their first thing is adopt.
Mm-hmm. So your pets, therefore, kind of inspired you to become an animal advocate, right?
100%. And that's why you just have to look around you. There's signs for everything. Like whatever you want to do in life, just look around you because you never know what might be your next venture. And it doesn't mean you have to give up everything to do that. You know, you've got to be reasonable. You've got to, you know, eat, and you've got to have a place to live. So always, you know, don't give up your day job so you can afford to, right?
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the ways that anyone can help animals have a better life besides adopting through shelters? What are some things that anybody can do?
Well, first of all, anybody in the world can open up their home to, of course, adopt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in the world has time. We all have a little time in life. So if you love animals and you can't have an animal, there's a shelter pretty much in every community. Go in, volunteer time, walk dogs, help them. There's ways that everyone can contribute to the animal world. There's petitions to help save the elephants. There's petitions to help save, you know, dogs from being euthanized. There's so many ways, you know, with social media and the world today that everybody in the world can help, and it's really easy to do so.
Right. So besides animal fare, and this is again a fantastic way to bring awareness to animal issues, and you're able to do this through celebrities and some great other means. So what are some other ways that you've helped to bring about awareness about animal issues?
Well, I mean, there's, tons of ways. I've done a ton of TV shows, and from the Today Show to a primetime show on CBS called Greatest American Dog, to, writing 10 books, How to Understand Men Through Their Dogs, How to Understand Women Through Their Cats, How to Train Your Boss to Roll Over. Having fun with the topic so people realize, you know what, it's amazing to have pets, to bring out the importance of the benefits of having a pet. Pets need us as much as we need them. Dogs do not go off to college and fend for themselves. It's a responsibility. When you adopt a dog or when you get a dog, it's your responsibility for the rest of their lives to provide for them. And I think the importance of commitment and having that relationship is no better than any other relationship in your life.
Right. I mean, we talk about human rights issues. We talk about, women's issues and, children's rights. But sometimes we forget about the other members of part of our family that also need to be, advocated for, right?
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, like anything, pets are children as well. It's important that people understand that all animals should be treated humanely. And that's whether, it's a cow or a dog or a pig, right? And at the end of the day, we need to respect all animals and all people.
Terrific. Now, we are going to go to our first break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about Wendy's involvement and how she started Women's Entrepreneurship Day. For all of our listeners out there, be sure to connect with us by going to facebook.com/womeninvesting or on Twitter. Be sure to use the hashtags womeninvest, #girlsinvest, and #weforshe. Also, connect with Wendy with Twitter. Use the handle @WendyDiamond or use the #WomenWow. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the State of Women Radio Network, the first and only global radio network focused exclusively on women and girls.
Welcome back to Women Investing in Women and Girls. I'm your host, Michelle Jaffe, and we are with our guest today, Wendy Diamond. Before we went to the break, we talked about her work with pet advocacy, as well as her experience with females in entrepreneurship. Now, Wendy, before we get to the topic of Women's Entrepreneurship Day, I believe that we need to cover some of the books that you've written, namely How to Train Your Boss to Roll Over, as well as some of the other books that you've written that I think are very creative ways to combine both the topics of, business and getting to know people, as well as with your passion with animals. If you can explain a little bit about some of the books that you've written.
So How to Train Your Boss to Roll Over is a book for anybody in the business world. It shows you using dog training tips on how to relate to your boss and how to help the relationship of your boss. So it's basically training tips on how to make your boss realize the importance of that relationship, right? Because at the end of the day, especially when you work at a company, it's so important to get along with everybody. And you know what? There's no tricks without treats in this world, that people need to be encouraged and enthusiastic in doing things. And that's, a lot of these are really like simple tips on how to just have a better relationship with the people at work and at your job.
Now, what I think is so awesome is that you do so much work to help entrepreneurs, but you also realize that not everybody's an entrepreneur, and a lot of people have a boss, and this book is a great way to be able to teach workers how to best deal with their bosses. So that's
exactly. I mean, there's so much you can learn from dogs. Like, do you think dogs think about they had a bad day yesterday? Never. They don't even care. They get over it in 2 seconds, and that's what people have to realize. Don't take things personally. Everybody in the world wants to be successful, and everybody in the world wants you to be successful. It's just, sometimes you need to just get over your personal insecurities and just go forward and move forward and be positive, because it's going to be a lot better life for you in the future, and more
Absolutely.
People are going to want to work with you.
Definitely, definitely agree with that. Now, Wendy, you helped create Women's Entrepreneurship Day,
Help
and
create, no. I created Women's Entrepreneurship Day. There was no Women's Entrepreneurship Day before I launched the day.
excuse me, sorry about
Yeah, no, because
that.
you know why? Women need to own what they do. Women
Yes.
need to promote each other. Women need to accept and promote themselves. And that's one thing I've learned about myself is I'm not one to go out there and like say, oh, I did this and that, right? You know, in fact, it's kind of funny, you know, if you look back in time and like Time Magazine and Forbes and everything used to say that, but you know, I'm like a really humble person. But what I've realized a lot, especially in this world of what I'm going through now, is a lot of people love, and you know, I'm not going to say who, but you know, it's important for us to recognize what we have done and celebrate what we have done and take ownership of what we have done.
Right, definitely. And I think that that's so great because that is something that, I feel that a lot of women tend to do is they tend to push off, well, like I didn't do this all myself, or I had outside help. And I think that it's so important to, like you said, own what you've done. And I mean, something as great as Women's Entrepreneurship Day, I mean, you should be extremely proud. This is an incredible day that I'm so excited to talk about with our listeners.
Yeah, like
And
you know, when I say I created it, yeah, there was no day in the world before I did it. But yes, we work with 144 amazing women ambassadors around the world. Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio proclaimed the day. They were all a part of this movement. But it takes one person or it takes one idea to make something successful. And if it isn't for that entrepreneur to fight to make that day or make Women's Entrepreneurship Day possible or make whatever company possible, there would not be a company or there would not be a day. And that's why it's just important, I think, that as women, we just start realizing, you know what, let's celebrate what we've done. We should be proud of
absolutely.
what we've done.
Absolutely.
Take credit for what was done.
Right. I mean, there's Global Entrepreneurship Week, there's National Entrepreneurs Day, but I think to have a day specifically dedicated to women entrepreneurs is so important, and especially when you hear about all the amazing things that women are doing to, like we said in the first part of our interview, create their own careers and pave their own path and define their own success is so important.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, we don't have any affiliation with any of those other days. We are our own day created by women. And we
Excellent.
are 100% supporting women. We have created a movement for every woman to be behind and get behind. And we've created a day and a movement with Women Wow, which is the Wednesday after Thanksgiving, where we celebrate women-owned businesses, women-led businesses, and women causes. That we all get behind these days. We're not in competition with anybody. We just want everyone to be a part of this day and celebrate who they are. If you're a woman entrepreneur in Kansas and you've got a grooming salon that you started 5 years ago, this is your day. Celebrate yourself. Get out there. Tell the world what you have done because you should be proud of yourself. Because as you know, it's really hard to have a successful startup, successful business. So if you've done it, celebrate.
Love it. So I'd like to remind our listeners, if you're just now tuning into our show, you are listening to Women Investing in Women and Girls. We're talking with our guest today, Wendy Diamond, about Women's Entrepreneurship Day. So, Wendy, what were the steps that you took to establish Women's Entrepreneurship Day?
Well, like anything in life, you know, for the last 15 years, I've been helping homeless animals and endangered animals and with Animal Fair, and I ended up on a vacation to Honduras, the murder capital of the world. I didn't realize it was the murder capital of the world until I was about to go. And when I got there, I realized, you know, I was at this little hotel, and after 4 days of bird watching, I was like, is there anything else I can do? And the person that ran the hotel, La Petito Bonito, it's like this adorable boutique hotel in the jungle. And you could see jaguars and all this stuff. He looked at me and he says, you know, I think you would really love this organization that gives microcredit to poor women. And I said, sure, I'd love to spend an afternoon there. So I ended up going to this little village which was probably one of the poorest communities I've ever seen in my life. And it was an organization that gives microcredit called Adelante Foundation. And what they do is they give $150 micro grants to these women. And these women started a pulperia, a used clothing store. And, you know, you saw the, like, the facial expressions and the empowerment and the excitement of what they started. And they were able to, you know, I said, like, they were able to provide for their families, educate their children for a $150 grant. They're able to start these businesses. And that's what we, you know, I realized when I left there how important it is. And the statistics that I learned, I saw that we needed a day in the world to celebrate these organizations and these people. And that's why I went back and I you know, I felt excited again about something. And I said, wow, I'm going to create this movement because I understand if you simplify the message and you make it easy for everyone to understand and everyone to get a part of and everyone to be a part of, then you can really create change in this world. So that's why I just spent the next year, donated my life for bringing awareness and bringing this day to reality. So now it's official. November 19th, all over the world, is Women's Entrepreneurship Day. And let me tell you, it wasn't easy. I mean, this is like a struggle. It sounds like amazing because I make it sound great. But you know what? It was really, really complicated. It's really hard to find partners, to get people to support you. But the more passion and the more real that you are about these causes and the issues and your business, the more people are going to get behind you.
Right. I mean, just talking about your story right there, I mean, a lot of people don't realize how incredible it is. Even just a small amount of money, $150, can help create so much change in an economy or a culture, a society. And a lot of people don't realize that. So to create a whole day dedicated to these entrepreneurs must have such a large impact on the way that we think about females in entrepreneurship, correct?
100%. And the more that we celebrate women, the more people realize they could be an entrepreneur and the more they can realize that they can make a difference in the world. And that's what this whole initiative is about. It's bringing awareness towards the importance of women entrepreneurs in this world, about women in general in this world, and about how we need respect for women and men. And, mm-hmm. you know, men respect women that work and men respect women, you know, women, and more that we get men to respect women, and we celebrate women, and women support women, because men aren't going to support women if women aren't supporting women. And that's why this whole movement is about, you know what, let's celebrate, and let's empower, and let's support women. Whether it's women in business at C-level positions or women getting microcredit loans, let's celebrate them. That's in not, you know, like I said, women need to have each other's backs, not stab each other in the backs.
Terrific. And with that, we are going to go to our next break. Remember to connect with us by going to facebook.com/womeninvesting or on Twitter, use the hashtag womeninvest, hashtag girlsinvest, hashtag weforshe, or hashtag womenwow. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the State of Women Radio Network, the first and only global radio network focused exclusively on women and girls, with your host, Michelle Jaffe.
And welcome back to Women Investing in Women and Girls. I'm your host, Michelle Jaffe, and we are getting right back to our conversation with our guest today, Wendy Diamond, talking about Women's Entrepreneurship Day. This is a fantastic day that honors the female entrepreneurs all around the world. So we're going to get right back to talking about this great event. Now, Wendy, you did say that the Women's Entrepreneurship Day is all over the world. So if you can explain where it's celebrated, what countries, how many countries, universities, and so on.
Okay, absolutely. So it's celebrated in 144 countries, and if you go to womensedaday.org, so womensedaday.org, you can see all the countries that are joined our movement. And what we did is we have ambassadors in each country that create the same event, like an amazing event in their countries, to promote and celebrate women entrepreneurs. And then our event at the United Nations is simulcast to all those countries, so people in every country in the world can see what we're doing in New York on celebrating Women's Entrepreneurship Day. And what it is a network in those countries to empower women.
Excellent. And what universities celebrate this day as well?
So we have Stanford, we have Babson, we have Clarkson, we have New York University, We have so many causes that we, you know, that it's so important. And we just partnered with USASB. So we have 800 colleges that will be celebrating this year for Women's Entrepreneurship Day. So for anybody who's a student out there or any university, if you go to our website, there's applications, and we'd love for you to be a part of it.
Fantastic. Now, what's the importance of connecting these young entrepreneurs, these college students who want to start their own businesses, and helping them become empowered and providing them with a great network and resources? Even, you know, if they have their ideas for a startup already created or they're in the process of creating a startup.
I'll say that one more time. What was the beginning of that?
So what's the importance of having these college students have access to such resources and information from Women's Entrepreneurship Day from a young age?
Well, because first of all, the more knowledge is power, right? And mm-hmm. the more network you have, it's so important your network as it is for your, you know, for what you know, right? So the more you know, the more you understand the infrastructure and the way to create a business and the way to create is just as important as it is to, you know, as your network. And so it's important to network, to have like-minded people around you to support you from the good and bad times. So it's really about empowerment and celebrating, but it's also supporting and finding mentors.
Fantastic. Now, we touched on this just a little bit, Ed, but I'd like to get more information on what Women on Wednesday is.
Women on Wednesday is similar to Small Business Saturday or Giving Tuesday. It's the one day we ask every man and woman to support a woman-owned business or cause, and that's the Wednesday after Thanksgiving.
And what's the impact? What's the significance of having a day dedicated just towards this?
Again, it's bringing awareness, but it's also helping fund and support these organizations and these women-owned businesses, because you bring awareness towards a woman-owned business is very important because they need sales, they need revenue, just as any other big business. So it's so important that we recognize them as and their contributions to our society.
Awesome. So what are some of the events and activities that take place as part of the day celebration of Women's Entrepreneurship Day?
Well, it doesn't matter where you live in this world, it's pretty high chance that there's going to be something in your country celebrating this day. But what they, you know, for the event at the United Nations is it's a full day of just amazing panels of investing in women, philanthropists who are funding women in business, to everyone. We do the Women's Entrepreneurship Day Pioneer Awards, where we've given honors to Tamara Mellon, the co-founder of Jimmy Choo. She got the Fashion Pioneer Award. To Sandy Lerner, the co-founder of Cisco Systems, got the Technology Pioneer Award. And it's just important that on that day is that you realize, wow, some of these women are super successful and have made it, and it inspires you. And that's what we want to do, is we want to inspire every woman in this world to know that they have the chance to be an entrepreneur, but also to support entrepreneurs, and especially women entrepreneurs.
You know, one of the big issues that female entrepreneurs face is how to balance both the work life and family life. So what are some things that women learn through Women's Entrepreneurship Day that help them with that specific issue?
Well, first of all, it's, you know, like on this day, like everything that you will hear and see is it's the top people in the world in those fields. So we have a panel on He for She, and we have Craig Newmark, the founder of Craigslist. You know, self-made billionaire who has now dedicated his life to Craig Connects. And Craig Connects is an organization that funds many women's entrepreneurship organizations and hackathons and et cetera. So it's truly everyone involved is incredible, and you can learn so much. I don't care how successful you are or how you're just starting out in the world. This is a day for you to attend and also celebrate.
Fantastic. I'd like to remind our listeners that you're listening to Women Investing in Women and Girls. We're talking with our guest today, Wendy Diamond, about Women's Entrepreneurship Day. Now, Wendy, what has been the response to this day from both men and from women?
Unbelievable. I mean, it's, you know, what is the response? What, you know, there was Turtle Day, there was Bubble Bath Day, but there was no Women's Entrepreneurship Day.
Mm-hmm.
Women need to be recognized about the importance they and their contributions to society. And I think more and more people that learn about this are excited to get behind it. And so we have amazing companies, everyone from PwC to BNP Paribas, the big French bank, to Bank of the West, which is a big bank in the West Coast in America. So we are just finding more and more people coming on board and supporting our efforts.
Fantastic. What do you hope the impact will be of this day on young girls specifically? Do you think that it'll encourage them to become entrepreneurs themselves?
I hope so. I hope they realize that there's an amazing support system out there for them. We want you to succeed. There are women out there that want, you know, everyone to succeed. And that's what we just have to realize is don't be afraid. You know, again, don't give up your day job. You still have to pay your rent and, you know, you still have to eat. But you know what? Make it your passion project.
Love it. So how is the United Nations getting involved as well? What types of events are they holding?
So we hold a big event at the United Nations for 600 people, and it's an incredible day. And they're supportive of any way possible because they know that the future is supporting women.
Mm-hmm. So how did the first day of celebration, the first ever Women's Entrepreneurship Day, what did that feel like for you? What was it like to see the support that you received from, entrepreneurs or investors or different companies? What was that like?
What was it like? I don't know. You know, it's kind of funny. You know, I don't really think about that, nor do I really care, because I think once you start, you know, acknowledging, you know, it's like for me, I just want to make this work for everybody. So it's going to be a forever long fight for this issue until the day that every woman can provide for herself and all the 250 million girls who are living in poverty are no longer living in poverty. So it's a long battle, and I don't think either which way until hopefully there is a solution.
Right. And, you know, part of that solution is always creating awareness and having those discussions, and an extremely impressive combination of business leaders, celebrities in Hollywood, and women in politics are getting involved with Women's Entrepreneurship Day. So how does this change the advocacy for female entrepreneurs? What does it mean to have so many women, for either whether they're an entrepreneur or not, get behind this day?
Well, again, I think, you know, it's, again, to know that there's people out there that want, you know, to support you. So I think that at the end of the day, it changes the landscape. And it completely changes, you know, the dynamic. And that there's more and more people talking about it, which are giving more and more women opportunities for investment, for mentorship, for everything. And for publicity, you know, you also have to promote what you're doing. People need to know what you're doing. People need to be aware of what you're doing. So don't be afraid. Get out there. Let everyone you know in your community know what you're doing and what you want to do. Because I can guarantee you that there's going to be people that will support you.
Absolutely. And do you mind telling us one more time about how our listeners can learn more about Women's Entrepreneurship Day?
Absolutely. Just log on to womensEday.org. You can see all the countries that are celebrating our day. You can see the agenda that we're having at the United Nations. And you can see everybody involved with this day. We've got an incredible board. We've got Peter Diamandis, who is the founder of XPRIZE and Singularity, that's on our board. We've just got incredible people involved. So we would hope that everyone in this world gets involved as simply... Oh, hold on, that's my dog. She's getting excited about this conversation. So basically, you know, we just hope that everyone in the world will log on to womensEday.org and celebrate Women Wednesday, the Wednesday after Thanksgiving, and support a woman-owned business or cause on that day, December 3rd, or December 2nd, sorry, December 2nd.
We love it.
November 19th is the official Women's Entrepreneurship Day, and December 2nd is Women Wednesday this year.
Perfect. Now, again, to all of our listeners, be sure to connect with us and learn more about Women Investing, Women and Girls, and Wendy Diamond's efforts to help advocate for women entrepreneurs. Go to facebook.com/womeninvesting or on Twitter, use the hashtag womeninvest, hashtag girlsinvest, hashtag weforshe, or for Wendy, follow her at Wendy Diamond and use the hashtag womenwow. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the State of Women Radio Network, the first and only global radio network focused exclusively on women and girls.
Well, we'd like to thank Wendy Diamond for being a part of our program today. This was a very important topic to talk about, Women's Entrepreneurship Day, as well as animal advocacy. So again, we'd like to thank her for being a part of our show. And we'd like to thank you for listening to our program as well. You've been listening to Women Investing in Women and Girls. Remember to connect with us by going to facebook.com/womeninvesting or on Twitter, use the hashtag womeninvest, hashtag girlsinvest, hashtag weforshe, and hashtag womenwow. Now, this show is produced by the State of Women Radio Network, the first radio network for women and girls. I'm your host, Michelle Jaffe. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to Women Investing in Women and Girls with Michelle Jaffe. Download our shows on iTunes or listen on demand right here on thestateofwomen.com, the first and only global radio network focused exclusively on delivering the latest trends in investing, entrepreneurship, and global women's issues by and for women and girls.